I'm just wondering, you know, there's obviously, there are bigger things happening here. People are still in hospital. The death toll is still growing in the UK and around the world. But is this, from your perspective, a key moment of this crisis, and particularly how the UK government handles it?
Yes, I think it is, Gareth. Nice to be virtually back in Wales, by the way.
You're welcome.
Think it is, because the key weapon that the government has in defeating this virus is the cooperation of the public. And I don't want to over-dramatise it, but if the public had refused to cooperate with lockdown, we'd be talking about hundreds of thousands of deaths rather than tens of thousands of deaths at the moment. So it's absolutely critical that people trust the government and trust the rules that are in force. And I think what this whole Dominic Cummings saga has introduced is an element of doubt into that. We've just had the Daily press conference where Matt Hancock agreed to a request from a vicar asking a member of the public question to review whether or not people should have been fined for travelling for childcare reasons. In other words, apparently the police misunderstood the rules as well and fined people for travelling for childcare reasons. Of course, that's not what's really happened. What's really happened is that the rules are being retrospectively rewritten to fit what Dominic Cummings did. And it's massively damaging to the government's ability to control this virus.
Are the UK government playing a strategy here of having their cake and eating it? And actually, it's working quite successfully, because 71% of people might think that Mr. Cummings rules and that he should go. However, the government, the UK government, probably banking on the fact that he what's happening.
Sorry, you're dropping out.
Keeps their loved ones safe.
Gareth.
I do apologise, Colin. I'm just saying, are they banking on the fact that people will follow the rules anyway, regardless of their distaste for what Mr. Cummings might have done, to keep themselves safe and their loved ones safe? They will nonetheless follow the rules.
I think the majority will, and I think the majority understand perfectly well that what Cummings has done is not what the rules said or say currently. And I think the majority, but it will give license to those people who wanted to end the lockdown, wanted to go out and party. I mean, I've seen it in my own neighbourhood, people having garden parties, cars full of kids travelling around. Those people will use this as an excuse to break the lockdown and break whatever rules we have in the future. So it is incredibly important. And also, I think it generally undermines trust and faith in government, which in this situation is absolutely critical. I don't think the government will have their cake and eat it, in the sense that it will do immense political damage to the Conservative Party if they as a party allow this to stand.
Is this, I don't know if the comparisons are right, but Tony Blair had the Iraq inquiry, Gordon Brown had Bigotgate, didn't he, in that election campaign. Is this what ultimately will cost Boris Johnson, do you think?
I think so. I mean, his opinion poll ratings over the last 4 days have plummeted. And the only parallel situation I can think of is in the early days of the Gordon Brown government, when, if you remember, he allowed speculation to develop that he was going to call a snap general election and then changed his mind. And his popularity ratings went down really dramatically, and that's the closest probably we see to what's going on at the moment. I think the government could suffer really badly from this.
Professor Talbot, thanks very much indeed. Apologies to you for the technical problems. That's Colin Talbot from the University of Manchester. It's 22 minutes past six.
BBC Radio Wales, the latest breaking news and analysis.
Let's talk now to Kirsty Williams, who's the Welsh Government's Education Minister. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bring you the news conference live from Downing Street. We'll kick off today with Dominic Raab, the Foreign Secretary.
The latest on the coronavirus in Wales.
Let's look at the Welsh approach to coronavirus and how it meshes with the other nations of the UK and how it compares with countries further afield. Vaughan Gethin is the Welsh Health Minister. Good morning, Vaughan.
Good morning.
From breakfast right through your day.
Well, Dr. Frank Atherton is the Chief Medical Officer for Wales. Good morning, Dr. Atherton.
Good morning.
Bring Andrew Goodall, Chief Executive for NHS Wales, into the conversation. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
And Mark Drakeford is here now, the First Minister of Wales. Good morning, Mr. Drakeford.
Good morning, Claire.
Here for you when you need us the most. This is BBC Radio Wales.
Let's end the programme with a story that is not overtly coronavirus-related, because it's 80 years, believe it or not, since a military disaster turned into one of the propaganda victories of the